this morning, hundreds of workers trickled out of Juneau's federal office carrying boxes of personal items, plants, and even pet fish. Basically, any personal items they might want during their furlough. They won't be allowed back to their desk until Congress agrees to fund the federal government. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez caught up with some of these workers today and brings us their voices on dealing with the shutdown.
What went into your 4 hours of pack-up time?
Locking up personnel files, locking up our office, locking up our personal items, making sure that our calling trees are set so that we can get everyone back to work, and making sure that the one person who's left at work knows where everything is.
I came in and shut down some federal websites and posted various notices about the federal shutdown.
I was actually just sharing with a coworker that I've worked a number of different jobs where I've helped shut down a military installation, I've helped shut down a construction site, and this is the first time I've shut down a federal office, and it's a surreal experience.
What do you plan on doing with your time during the furlough?
Right now, I'm going to go start putting my garden away for the winter, spread some seaweed and spruce boughs, and catch up on all those things that I never seem to find time to do.
Are you planning on spending less money right now?
Yes, I'll definitely be eating at home, definitely be hanging out with the dogs, and will not be, you know, whooping it up with all these free hours. I'll definitely be watching my spending habits.
I think we can apply for unemployment in case it's a long-term furlough. If it's short-term, it won't matter, but that's the wise thing to do.
I'm a supervisor, and I kind of feel bad for my employees. A lot of them were pretty stressed. They don't make a lot of money, and to be without pay for a few days affects them quite a bit, especially single parents.
And the irony is, why are we being penalized financially, potentially, for Congress that isn't doing its job? I mean, why are the federal employees who have been doing their jobs all along paying the price?
Federal workers in Juneau commenting on their office shutdown. More than 10,000 federal employees in Alaska have been put on furlough.